Blog Talk Radio.
And Ma'at Hotep, welcome to a special session, a special edition of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as indicated, I guess maybe earlier today and perhaps also on Saturday, we have a special announcement for you tonight that we wanted to bring to your attention. Of course, as usual, before we start our program for New Day, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator. And with that said, we are always very cognizant of our freedom-fighting ancestors. The special announcement that we want to bring for you to you today is, of course, first of all, one that is historic in several ways. It's historic in that in 1997, on February the 28th, the first public announcement was made for the October 25th, 1997 Million Woman March. It was made at the Berean Institute, and interestingly enough, only one, perhaps out of 20 newspaper, radio, TV stations, one attended, and that was the Philadelphia Tribune. Nevertheless, I made the announcement for the Million Woman March that would be happening in Philadelphia, and at that time, of course, there was no committees established at that point in time. There was no executive body or any official coordinators or anything at that time. I had asked for a particular person to be my co-chair after several months of organizing underground. After roughly a year of organizing, I then asked a specific individual to be my co-chair. Unfortunately, that turned out to be very good during that time period, but of course afterwards it was a disaster. And as a result, I had to totally dismantle all of the task force and all of the ad hoc committees. So here we are today, February 28th of 2012, and it is indeed my pleasure and honor to announce to you that there is going to be a Million Woman March reunion in 2013, October 2013. This will be the first major reunion for the historic Million Woman March, and there's no guarantee that it will be in Philadelphia. Because of the politics in Philadelphia, it has been very difficult to continue to build what we started in 97, which, of course, was the intention to bring forward a full-fledged organization entity type of component, and then some. And it has been extremely difficult to, again, bring that forward. So, essentially, we have not committed ourselves to doing the reunion in Philadelphia. So there are other cities that are indeed being looked at. And with that said, we will be giving you ongoing updates very soon to let you know what those cities are. But certainly they will be cities that have black mayors. And again, we'll be able to tell you specifically very, very soon which cities have responded or are showing that they are interested in hosting the 2013 Million Woman March, what we call Sweet 16 Reunion. Okay, so again, on February the 28th, the call to action has been made officially. This is the day that it was made 14 years ago, actually 15, almost 15 years ago. And we feel very, very blessed to have persevered a lot of the trials and tribulations that tend to go with organizations when you are really serious about doing things that entail social justice and political dynamics and so forth. So this October, there will be a convention, and that convention will officiate the Million Woman Movement as a sisterhood and as a power base, a national and international power base. And what it will do is allow those sisters, those women who truly understood in 97 or thereafter that there is indeed a vision, that there is indeed integrity and honor. The Million Women March has not allowed itself to be caught up into the mess of grant and corporate and political pawnery. We have not lend ourselves to any sellout kinds of things whatsoever. And I can tell you that was a very, very difficult thing to deal with because there were just so many haters and so many folk who were in opposition. And then when we learned that we actually had some within our midst, it became even more complicated because they had access to our information and various forms of operations that they were co-opting and sabotaging. So it was really very difficult to move forward. But again, we've been blessed, and as a result, we are now capable, more than ready now, to do the things that we initially started and had envisioned. With that said, let me give you a little bit about what is now part of the real program, the real plan. That is, of course, in developing international sisterhood, African sisterhood, it entails also some very concrete kinds of things, meaning facilities that one can visit or be a part of on a daily basis. What we're finding today is that from an organizational standpoint, most organizations, especially those that tend to have any type of national influence, if they are functioning, they cannot, do not function unless they are getting monies from other people. And our position is we are going to do to the best of our ability, we're not going to do that. We don't feel that we need to do that. So there are several projects that we will be bringing into fruition to assure that we are financially stable and are able to continue a type of holistic growth and development in a very self-determined way. So you will hear starting tonight some of the plans of action for power, prosperity, and peace. So again, in October of this year, there will be a convention, and that convention will lay out a lot of the or segments of the MWM five-year action. And this way, this time, it's direct action plan. You'll be hearing about that. By joining the sisterhood, you will have the ability to vote on specific things. For example, if a sister affiliate, meaning a sister who is a part of a group, of sisters already, or part of a group, period, and they had something that they're working on, and they need additional support or what have you. Well, if they are an affiliate member of the MWM Sisterhood, they can then submit their proposal or their information in request for support or for consideration. If the body looks at that information and then says, yes, yay, we will give our support to this particular project, then so be it. Then the sisterhood is committed to, of course, assisting in that project. And this is just one of the many things that we will be implementing to support one another to make certain that work can and will get done. This way we can demonstrate what we call practical unity, which again is something that we'll be bringing forward in October for you to see in writing as well as to see in practice. What is practical unity? We're going to also make certain that you know some of our plans within the next couple of years as it pertains to the building of a school for girls. Absolutely. Why not? This is part of our plan of action or our direct action plan, in addition to a health facility that offers holistic health services that is affordable or a little more reasonable than what you may find today, and we will provide training with that for those who are interested in our sisterhood. These are just some of the things that you will hear us not only talk about and share at our upcoming convention, but things that will also create collective interactions, what we call Ujima Ujamaa partnerships. Now, again, October is the national convention. The national convention is titled, We Are the Ones That We've Been Waiting For. So our 2012 From March to Movement National Convention will focus on the fact that today is now the time. Now is the time to do the things that we have said we were going to do and know that we must do. So that will give you just a general overview of some of what is coming. Now, in December, we will be going to Africa for the first summit, the first of five summits. These summits will prepare us for, of course, the final summit. So what we're saying is the four leading up to the last one will be preparations that will get us to that last summit, which we know is going to truly be incredible. However, all of them will be incredible, but each session will kind of serve some very specific purposes and focus on specific issues and will allow us to really organize and coordinate things as effectively as possible. So in December, we will be heading to the western part of Africa. I thought we would be able to announce for you today which country we will be going to. Unfortunately, I still cannot convey that as of yet. There are some political situations that have kind of come into play that we have to take into consideration, but I am sure within the next 4 weeks we will definitely be able to tell you. So in the meantime, begin to save those dollars because we are definitely going. We will be doing something that has not really been done before because we're talking about not only women who have a familiarity with certain types of international circles or political arenas. We're talking about sisters coming together from all walks of life. That's what the Million Women March was and is about. That's what its movement is about, to connect our women and girls on all levels, all nationalities, religions, economic status, political affiliation. It doesn't matter as long as it's about productiveness, progressiveness, positiveness, and true liberation, then it's all good. And so we are really expecting our sisters to support these endeavors. We have several memberships, at least 25 memberships now, to accommodate whatever your interests are, whatever your issues or concerns may be. There is something in place now to allow you to engage and interact with your area of interest. Presently, there is a essay poetry contest for girls 7 to 17, a national contest. It is for girls who want to, oh, I'm sorry, the two topics are to write about women, African women, black women of antiquity, of modern day, and of present day. So what that means is, of course, antiquity means, you know, several hundreds or maybe thousands of years ago. Of course, present day, or I'm sorry, modern day, means within maybe the past couple of hundred years, even, you know, within the last 50 years. And then, of course, present day is those that are with us right now. So this is what we're asking our young girls to write about. You know, a black woman that they feel they admire or feel that their characteristics is something that they're going to aspire to or something of that nature, and or, of course, some poetry. So this is our first annual essay contest. The prizes, for lack of a better word, will consist of school supplies. We are looking at taking some of these young girls to Africa with us. And, you know, there may be some other prizes that come up, but we definitely know that this is going to be an experience for these young girls. Oh, and by the way, they will be presenting their pieces at the reunion. So, again, this will allow them to get the kind of recognition, exposure, and, of course, nurturing from other national artists as well as from, you know, our sisters internationally. So these, again, are just some of the areas and some of the things that we have prepared during these last 14 years. Of course, the Black Women's Defense League has launched the national campaign for the elimination of violence and abuse of women and girls of African descent. There is now a full program that is connected to that. As a matter of fact, this Friday there is a session at the Tustin Recreation Center located here in Philadelphia at 59th and Columbia Avenue, starting at 6:30. For girls who are in junior high primarily and high school, this will be the first of many rap sessions. This one won't be as extensive as some will be in the future because this one will also include parents and community leaders and business persons and so forth, because we really want to have this discussion about what's going on in our community and make certain that the adults in the community are better aware, understand why some of this is happening, and also know what it is that we can do and must do about it as a community. So this first session is for everyone, and it is going to establish, again, a sisterhood of those women who are, in fact, interested, concerned, and will be committed to helping these young sisters go through this process in life that we all have gone through. Some, you know, in a way that was not as positive as others, some may say, but nevertheless, you know, it's still a rites of passage that has to be dealt with. And the question is, are we going to sit back and continue to complain about it, or are we going to stand up and take a place in it so that we can serve as buffers or do whatever it is to help these young girls get through this system and the other things that are there to really just derail anything that they may want to do. So we understand clearly what's going on, and we also know clearly what it is that can and must be done about it. So essentially, we want our women all over the country to commit to 1 hour, 1 hour a month. And we know that just with that, we will be able to make a tremendous difference. We're going to talk more about this on Saturday. Our regular programming is Saturday, and we will have on this week's program, because, again, we will begin really providing not only information about the Million Women Movement, but also just kind of giving a lot of insight into how we're going to do what we're going to do, and exactly more about the involvement, the participation that all of you can certainly deal with or help with and so forth and so on. We're going to tell you more about that on Saturday. And again, our regular programming for New Day Resurrection Liberation is Saturday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this Saturday we have Sister Ma'ati coming on, who is going to talk about a program that she has happening on March the 8th, again, for Women's History Month. And we're going to also speak with another sister, who's, I believe her name is Christina, who works with youth, and especially in the area of what some call bullying, which is a topic, again, that we will be talking about at the open forum on Friday. This, of course, the segment that we have on Friday is going to be specifically geared to and about young girls. Because of the reports that we are getting about young girls jumping other young girls, some because they think it's cool, some because they're just bored and, you know, think that gives them some kind of, you know, something to do. some out of peer pressure, and then there's some that we're hearing because they want to scare girls into a lifestyle. Yes. Yeah, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to address that. We know that when people know that you have someone behind you or next to you or with you, they are a little more likely to think about trying to do something to you. So we know that for those young girls who feel that they need support and they need to have their big sisters with them, or at least let it be known that they do have big sisters, then that's exactly what we plan to do. So, family, that's pretty much what we wanted to convey to you for tonight. Let's see. There are, I would be remiss if I did not mention May the 12th. May the 12th, there will be a kickoff rally for the National Campaign for the Elimination of Violence and Abuse of Women and Girls of African Descent. This campaign will be one that, again, will go nationwide. It will prepare us for a 3-year study so that we can begin to, and when we say study, we're talking like a research piece. That's just one of the components for this campaign. And it is to assure that when we make certain statements, that we're able to back those statements up and we're able to provide whatever data, information, insight that is necessary, because we do know, just with the reports that we're getting, that the increase of violence, of violations of our women and girls is really just, it's incredible. So little is being said about this, and certainly less is being done about it. So our position is to deal with it head on, to begin to accumulate the data, allow us to do the type of documenting that is necessary, the type of examination, to tap into our black psychologists, our black psychiatrists, our black sociologists, our black counselors, and you name it, so that we can do the work that is necessary to provide the type of support services, the type of healing, the type of prevention. Again, by first also understanding and overstanding from whence this stuff comes, that this just didn't manifest out the clear blue sky. So we've got to call, as they say, a spade a spade, and really begin to put the blame where it really is. And that's not to negate or say that we should not hold one another accountable. We most certainly shall. But at the same time, we're not going to let others get off the hook that easily. These positions are the positions that we plan to also take through and in international courts. Meaning the mere fact that we have had women who were forcefully or tricked into being sterilized in order to get some assistance from this government. This needs to be taken into an international court, and it shall be. So come December again, we will prepare to stake our claim, to make our claim, about some of the atrocities that have occurred to our people in this country and why there must be remedies, why there must be some forms of compensation. Because whenever there is an injury, whenever there is a violation, whenever there is some form of assault or something of that nature, then somebody's got to do something. And so we must have justice. That's the bottom line. Now, what things it is that will happen, that's what we will determine. That's what we will begin to examine it a lot closer. But nevertheless, it will happen. So, again, these are some of the things that you're going to hear about in, let's say, from between now and October in particular, December, I would also say, for reparations. You're going to hear about the BBBCO. You're going to hear about the End the Black campaign and much, much more. Stay tuned. Again, tune in Saturday this Saturday, I believe it's March 3rd at 10:30 p.m., our regular session of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. It's going to be a powerful one. Get ready, because here we come. Setting the tone, the Me a Woman movement, the Me a Woman movement. Until Saturday, family, we thank all of you for taking time to tune in. And again, we do announce the reunion, the Me a Woman March reunion, next October 2013. We are the ones we have been waiting for. Tutanana.